855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Give it away, and you get all the archives and all the interactivity, the bulletin board system, everything else, all for free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, here it's Ian with you.
Puke is here.
And Andrew.
The guys from Puke and the Gang are in studio tonight because the ladies who frequently appear on Puke and the Gang are not in the studio tonight. Normally we have
We chase them away with sticks.
And Allie. And Allie is currently driving on her way back to the Shire from Alabama, so we wish her good luck.
Somewhere in Pennsylvania
right now. Because driving, I don't know how many thousand, was that, like a 1,500-mile journey or something like that?
Not quite. I think it's like 1,200 or 1,100.
It's a long trip, though. It's like a full day, from full 24 hours probably from there to here. So I'm sure we'll hear from Allie next week. And our number is 855-450-FREE. She's 34, and she's convicted of mooning a school bus. Mother of a middle school student in Suffolk, in Virginia, was convicted of disorderly conduct this week after mooning her son's bus driver and the roughly 45 students riding the bus. Normally, it's the kids that are mooning outside the bus.
Not very often you hear of the parents.
Yeah, no, my mom was taken down for the same thing years ago.
Seriously?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes and, Ian. Yes and.
Yeah, Lisa Marie Grant is her name, and she is sentenced to 6 months in jail with all but 1 month suspended and fined $250 for the misdemeanor, according to court records on Tuesday.
That'll be good for her kid, I'm sure.
On Tuesday, a general district court judge found Grant not guilty of an indecent exposure charge. The conflict started when John Yeats Middle School bus driver sent Grant's son home with a conduct notice, a warning given before a discipline referral is written. According to division spokeswoman Bethann Bradshaw, Grant's attorney, Stephen Osser, said the mother wanted to talk to the driver about the notice, so she walked to the bus stop that November day with her son and her four-year-old. According to the arrest warrant, the driver offered to talk to Grant through a side window, but wouldn't let her board the bus. Grant became very irate and began cursing before blocking the path of the bus. The warrant said that the warrant stated that Grant exposed her buttocks and one breast.
Oh, wow, that's pretty talented. How do you do that at the same time?
Yeah. Flexible.
Osser said his client denies exposing her breast and only bared her underwear when mooning the bus.
I don't see how a kid with this mother could be a disciplinary problem on a bus. Okay.
It's such an unusual story because normally you don't hear about parents doing that kind of thing. It sounds like exactly like something that my friends and I might have done, you know, pressing our butt up against the window or something like
right.
that.
But you can, you can imagine that if this is a kid's mother, that kid just has to be a little hellion.
Yeah, probably.
I doubt there's much discipline in that household.
That kid's probably awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if awesome is the word I would use.
It sure would have been entertaining had there actually been video footage of this. To where you could see exactly how she did display herself to the...
Yeah, but unfortunately, I guess the school bus cameras look into the bus, don't they?
Right.
They look forward.
Yeah, they need to get a Freedom Cam.
Absolutely.
FreedomCam.net. So you can share your story, if you'd like, at 855-453. What are some of the more ridiculous things you've had parents do... maybe you're a parent and you've encountered some other ridiculous parent behavior when it comes to bus stops. I remember when I was in high school, there were these two girls that were at my bus stop, and to be truthful, they were being picked on the bus. There was no doubt about that. They were being picked on. But at the same time, I'm not going to say they deserved it. I'm not going to say that. But they were pretty awful. Like, they're just awful people. And
they were fat.
They proved
They
proved how awful they were when their parents, their mom, came with them to my parents' front door, because we all lived in the same neighborhood, and were complaining about me and several others on the bus and our behavior towards their daughters, much of which was fabricated. So they made up some stuff about what was going on, which hadn't actually gone on. And so that was kind of one of my, I guess, bus experiences, which was not very positive.
I had a masturbating driver experience when I was in high school. Yeah.
Male or female?
Wow. It was a dude.
Okay.
We were going...
high school?
Yeah, I was in high school, and we were going on a band trip to one of the other towns to do a high school football game. Yeah. And I believe that there was a couple girls on the bus had a sign that they had out the back of the bus that said, like, honk if you love us or something to that effect.
Okay.
So they're, like, waving the sign out the back window and people at honk and go by. And next thing you know, like, there's a lot of screaming and giggling and, you know, ruckus going on. And I happen to be on the left side of the bus, and I'm like, what's going on? I look back, and there's, like, a small red pickup, and a guy is masturbating driving along.
Oh, I thought it was the bus driver.
I thought it was the bus driver.
Nope, it was a guy in a truck right beside us, and he got to see it all, and then he drove and sped away, and, you know, it was, oh, it was a big to-do.
I bet it was.
But, you know, this was back in the late 90s, so nobody really had a cell phone or anything like that, and it's like, you know, it made for a good story, and that was, you know, that was it.
Now, was he purportedly doing it because of the girls at the back of the bus?
I mean, we can only assume.
I mean, was it just a random thing, like, you know, are you trying to keep yourself awake or something like that?
Yeah, I'm pretty certain that it probably had to do with the girls hanging out the back of the bus, you know, waving signs and stuff, and he decided this would be a good idea. I don't know how many...
How did they take it? How did the girls take it?
Just a lot of screaming and, you know, like, oh, it's disgusting, and can you believe this, you know, and stuff like that. Just typical, like, you know, high school kid reactions to something like that.
That's definitely a better story.
I mean, the guy could have just been, like, maybe that's what he does during his drive time. Some people, you know, listen to the radio, and others masturbate.
You know, believe it or not, I actually had a discussion...
You've done this?
I actually had a discussion earlier today about motor vehicle masturbation. I mean, it's not going to end well, right? I mean, for a minute it will, I guess, but...
Right, it's very complicated. You talk about distracted driving. I mean, texting's bad, but I can imagine that, other things are much worse.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to clean that up off their car?
Like, yeah, you wouldn't have to go all the way, I suppose.
What's the point?
That's no fun. But, you know, maybe if you're a frequent... You know,
you've got a system.
Partaker. Yeah, you might have towels or something.
Yeah, what kind of sick deranged person doesn't go all the way?
855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free.
Good
line.
Enough. You might be able to shoot it out the window.
We still haven't. I don't know what we're talking about there. Let's move on. Roy is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
I was talking about gum.
Exactly. Roy in Texas.
How are you doing?
Good. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Awesome. Wanted to know what you guys think about Howard Stern.
Is
he retired?
Baba Booey? Is that what you're going to tell us? What do you think about Howard Stern? Yeah, I figured you were. Why don't you tell us what you think about Howard Stern?
I think he's pretty awesome.
Yeah? Like, do you listen to him every single day? That kind of awesome?
Yes, indeed.
And what now?
Yes, indeed, I do.
Yes, indeed. How long have you been listening to Howard Stern?
About 10 or 15 years.
Actually. That's pretty good. So you probably saw the movie Private Parts back in the late 1990s?
Indeed.
Yeah, that's a fine film. I actually used to have that on Laserdisc.
Yeah, that's a very good movie.
I like Howard Stern's movie. I don't know if I, you know, how I feel about Howard Stern, because I don't know enough about him. I know that he sued Sirius not too long ago and lost.
Really?
He was looking for some kind of a huge settlement for them allegedly violating a contract. And of course, the guy has a $500 million contract to begin with. Apparently, that's not good
enough.
So there's that perspective. Roy, thanks for the call tonight, and Baba Booey.
I get confused. He sounds like Alan Alda, the actor
Howard
from MASH. Yeah, Howard Stern. They have very similar voices in my mind. So
anytime I hear.
Yeah, it's just the same timbre and everything. So anytime I hear either of their voices, I always think of one or the other.
I haven't watched Howard Stern.
That made no sense, but I just thought I'd fill the dead air.
No, I feel where you're coming on. I used to watch him on the E! Channel back in the day, like in the late 90s. They used to put his show
Yeah, I recall watching it growing up, and he was always just getting girls to strip naked in the studio.
That was pretty much his gig.
Yeah.
I imagine that's still what he's doing.
I feel like that's all he did.
Wear sunglasses, have long hair.
Right, yeah, sunglasses in a dark studio.
Yeah.
Probably fumbling around, couldn't see any switches.
So, I think, you know,
I never got that show.
Everybody's got their thing. I mean, it's not something I would listen to now, but as I was growing up, it was kind of fun.
You need a Free Talk Live catchphrase for when people call other shows.
Yeah.
You know, like, amp, or something like that.
I don't ask anybody to call any other shows and drop our
name. That's no fun.
Is that what Howard Stern does? Is that like a thing? Like, hey, call all these other talk shows?
I don't think he needs to.
No, I think he does. That's where isn't that where the Baba Booey came from?
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Those features include the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you can do that for free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And the School Sucks Project is a podcast and a call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community. They promote real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. So we're talking about high-minded shows. School Sucks Project.
Yes, very high-minded.
Very intelligent
stuff. Well, I've also heard Brett go pretty lowball, too.
He was on your show at that
yes.
time.
This is a lot
their,
of range.
Right. Their YouTube channel, and watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of government. The ending will shock you. SchoolSucksProject.com. Highly recommend those guys. They do a great show over there, Brett and Jason Osborne and the rest of the crew at SchoolSucksProject.com. So we'll take your calls about anything that you would like. We were kind of talking about weird school bus stories about kids picking on each other, or in this case, we were just most recently discussing your way better story, Puke, of some guy self-pleasuring as he was driving down the road next to the school bus that you were on.
Yep.
But, Andrew, we didn't get a story out of you.
I really don't have any public nudity stories.
It doesn't have to be nudity related. I mean, mine wasn't. Mine was just about, you know, some complaining people on the school bus that were trying to frame us for stuff. And my situation ended up escalating all the way to the principal's office just based on, just they were just making claims and they had nothing to back it up.
Yeah, they wanted attention or something to that effect, I guess.
Well, sorry to disappoint.
Well, they wanted to punish us.
Usually I have a story for almost everything. But
yeah, this is amazing.
School bus shocked. Goes, I mean, I figured we'd bring up the school bus, and there was so many hijinks and shenanigans that went on my school bus.
I could guess that Andrew probably didn't ride the school bus that much because you being the car guy, I imagine you had a car pretty early on.
Well, yeah, but then I also had friends who drove me to school for a couple of years.
So when you were 15 or whatever, you had people driving.
Yeah, and when I was on the bus, I just recall listening to my headphones and on mini disc, by the way, and trying to sleep, basically.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go to Kathy. She's in Ohio listening to WAIS. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Hey.
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about the pickup truck by your school bus.
And sure was.
And it's because of the signs that the girls were holding up.
That was the thought, yes.
Well, I don't want to disappoint you. No, that isn't it.
Really?
I drive semis, and the things you see in semis are not to be believed, but...
You mean the things you can see from the semi? Just to clarify, you mean the things you can see as a driver of a semi?
Right.
Yeah, I definitely know that you've...
Go ahead. You can see down in the cars?
Yep.
Okay. Now, there's a whole lot of men running around. Here's your hint. If you see somebody ditty-bopping to the music and you don't see both hands on that steering wheel, you better assume that's what he's doing.
Okay.
There's
so it's more common than we thought.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Andrew, surely you know this as somebody who has done professional driving.
Yeah, I drove a tractor trailer myself for a couple of years, and I know, I'm sure, that some professional drivers also probably pleasure themselves behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, but no one can see
because
that.
No one can see you, and I know for a fact, if there's a cute girl driving, it'll be on the CB if there's a bunch of trucks around.
So they
there's
know.
A cute girl in a red Jetta up there, you know, or especially if it's convertible.
Oh, there's a lot of that. Yes, there
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah.
So, Kathy, what you're saying is you've seen countless episodes of men and, I presume, women pleasuring themselves?
Yeah, because, I was going to go that direction, too.
Probably couples
plenty
as well.
Plenty of them do it. In California, there was a man driving and a couple in the back of a station wagon doing the dirty in broad daylight.
Wow.
Now, do you feel like the people that are doing the self-pleasuring in their cars are just doing it absent-mindedly, not realizing that they're driving past someone who can see into their window, or are they doing it for exhibition purposes?
I think it's both.
Both, okay.
I think some are not thinking that the driver can see them, because if they can't see the driver from their window, they figure the driver can't see them.
Right, but of course their head is three or four feet
different.
Higher.
Parallax error.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I can't wait for driverless cars then. Self-driving cars. Imagine all the fun you can have once that.
I don't even want to think about it. I hope they have blackout windows all around, please.
Kathy, thanks for your call. I appreciate you calling and sharing that tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, take control of these airways. What we were talking about originally was a mom in Virginia who has been sentenced to a month in jail.
I thought you said six.
Well, six months is the sentence, but one was suspended. So she'll go to jail for a month, and then she'll have a five-month remainder of her sentence kind of hanging over her head in case she decides she wants to moon the school bus again.
And moon anybody else.
Sometimes you just can't resist.
Apparently not.
Yeah, apparently
when
not.
You get, when you get angry at the school bus driver. So, having horrible children.
In other news, I guess, related to school, did you guys see the story about the teenage girl who's looking at felony charges?
Or what? I'm sure there's probably teenage girls being felonized all over the place.
Normally they go after the teenage boys for this stuff, but in this case, Sebastian, Florida, new details have emerged regarding the arrest of an 18-year-old Florida high school senior accused of lewd and lascivious behavior with her then 14-year-old girlfriend, according to the Indian River County Sheriff's Department.
I did hear about this a little
bit. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Caitlin Hunt, a senior at Sebastian River High School in Sebastian, Florida, which is where Julia went to high school, if I'm recalling correctly, who turned 18 last August, has been charged with two felony counts of lewd and lascivious battery on a child 12 to 16 years of age, stemming from their relationship, which turned sexual prior to Christmas. Because that's what teenagers do. They are interested in exploring those sorts of things.
This whole thing seems like a big anti-gay, you know, attack, basically, on this 17-year-old.
Well, now, what makes you think that? Because they would have done the same exact thing to a male that was, you know, engaging in sexual encounters with.
Well, I don't have the story in front of me, but I think I read that, like, the mother was very upset, saying that there's no way her daughter could possibly be gay, and, you know, it seemed like it kind of divided the family.
Indian River County Sheriff Daryl Lohr said Monday that the girl's mother and father brought her to their office in February to file the complaint against Hunt. On February 15th, Sheriff's investigator Jeremy Shepard monitored a phone call between Hunt and the alleged victim in which the girls acknowledged their relationship included sexual activity. The affidavit quotes Hunt as saying that she had never been in love with anybody else like she was with the girl. She was arrested and charged February 16th. So somehow the parents of the 14-year-old found out about this, and they decided the best course of action was going to be to go to the police. Why? Why is that necessary? Why can't you just hash something out with the parents of this other person if you feel like there's some sort of issue?
Yeah, I mean, how many relationships or how many kids, probably the majority of them, have a boyfriend or girlfriend that one of the other's parents disapprove of?
Well, everything is solved with the police nowadays. Everybody's calling the police for everything.
It's so disturbing, and I guess the young lady has come out with a statement. We will share some of that here in a few moments. 855.
Oh, hot statement.
450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves here, and maybe you've got some thoughts you want to share. You're welcome to do that. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Was it a crime or was it love? Puppy love. Teenagers together doing lesbian things. Now one of them is facing felony charges.
Bless America.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Stories out of Sebastian, Florida. And we've got actually a statement from the young lady in question here. She's 18 years old. I think she might have been 18 years old at the time this was happening as well. I'm not real clear on that, if not 17. But either way, apparently it was illegal, and they're going after her for it. 855-450-FREE if you'd like to share your thoughts. Also, if you've got bitcoins and you'd like to turn them into real-life objects, you should go to bitcoinstore.com. You could. I know, Andrew, you were talking about needing a new laptop. So
that's true.
Go to bitcoinstore.com. Before you go anywhere else, and you know, then go ahead, check around. You might find out that whatever you're looking to buy, as far as consumer electronics goes, is actually cheaper at BitcoinStore.com because they are selling their products at a 0% markup. So they're getting whatever it is from their distributor, and they're literally putting it in a box and shipping it for 0% on top. And there is a $5 flat rate shipping fee for anything that's under $100. So if you're going to buy a laptop, you're going to spend more than $100 likely, so free shipping. So you get free shipping, you get the best prices out there, and you get to pay with Bitcoin. In fact, that's the only way you can pay at BitcoinStore.com is with your Bitcoins. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items, and they've got a huge selection, over half a million of them, half a million items to choose from at BitcoinStore.com. Plus, it's something that you can't, if you would like, you can buy anonymously. You can purchase and then put whatever name or address on the package that you would like. So BitcoinStore.com, really cool site. Not cool news coming out of Sebastian, Florida. Stories from LGBTQNation.com. And also there's another version at CBSNews.com. So I've been all over the place. In fact, Puke, you had brought this one in tonight as well. young lady is being charged with two felony counts of lewd and lascivious battery on a child 12 to 16 years of age. Apparently, they were dating in high school, and according to her mom, they were both consenting, saying about the parents that they're out to destroy my daughter because they feel like she made their daughter gay. According to the arrest record released on Monday, Hunt confirmed that she had sexual relations with her girlfriend on two occasions. The first alleged encounter was in the school's West Wing bathroom. According to the affidavit, they kissed and Hunt allegedly touched the other girl sexually. The girl, whose name was redacted from the arrest record, told investigators she ran away from home on January 4th and spent the night with Hunt at her home in Sebastian, where allegedly there was another sexual encounter. So, teenagers do experimenting. Just because you have sex as a teenager or have some sort of encounter with someone of the same sex doesn't mean that you're going to turn out full-on gay.
Yeah, and it doesn't make you a victim either.
No, it doesn't, although some people say that I was victimized when I was about 10 years old and I had an encounter with my next-door neighbor, who was a male at the time and approximately 16. I was probably like 11 or 10 and he was 16. And people will say that I've been, you know, molested or something like that. And I don't feel that way because I made the choice to go over there knowing exactly what was going to be happening. So I accept responsibility for my actions. I don't blame that guy. I'm not mad at him for any of the things that he has done. And I didn't turn out gay either. So, like, not that it would be a bad thing if you, you know, became gay or, you know, realized you were gay in high school. But sometimes, you know, when you're in that young age, you don't really know for sure what your orientation is. And I think experimentation to some extent helps figure it out.
Yeah, and you might not be able to, you know, make the best choices at that young age, and, you know, someone could be persuaded into doing something that they'd rather not at that young age, but it's years later now, and you don't feel that you were a victim, so, you know, as far as I can tell, you're not a victim.
As I saw the guy actually once when I was probably, I don't know, 18 or 19, and I was working for a radio station at the time. I was the setup kid. I would go and take the station van out to a remote, like at the car lot. They would have, like, every weekend, you know, one of those, "We're going to sell everything" sales, and they'd, you know, bring a bunch
Sunday,
of cars
Sunday,
in.
Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah, one of those. And, of course, they bring a jock out from one of the music stations, and they sit out there for 2 hours and give away koozie cups, give away free hot dogs or hamburgers or wings from Hooters or something like that. And no one comes to these things, by the way. I've done probably dozens of these setups in my life.
Booger's going to be out there and give him the phrase that pays, and he'll give you a free CD. Yeah. Come on down to 103.7.
It didn't matter. I mean, you could, I guess if you were giving away a bunch of cash, people probably would come out, but, you know, like free hot dogs, that really
only one or two losers would probably show up, because most people are probably working that time of day as well, right?
Well, you know, it was usually weekends, so probably most people could come to them should they really want to, but ultimately you're right about that, Puke. It was typically the radio station. Loser is probably the right word. I mean, there's got to be a better word for it, like rat, like the radio rats.
That's a much better word.
Just the kind of people.
Disease-carrying rodents.
The kind of people who they don't want.
Yeah.
You know, like, they have no money to buy a car.
Right.
They're just showing up for the free hot dog and to get a koozie cup. So, like, it attracts the wrong kind of person in the first place. And usually it ends up being basically a pizza giveaway for the salesman, which is fine.
Yeah, they're not going to buy some vinyl frame windows from some of the advertisers on the station or anything like that.
Well, it was always car lots that we were going to. So, like, they were always trying to sell cars, and the people showing up just didn't care about buying cars.
It's basically just a promotion with the car dealership, right, to just get a bunch of advertising out there?
Yeah, but I think they would like people to come out to their car
sales. I'm sure they would.
And I just never saw it happen. So, anyway, the dude was there. I recognized him. And, you know, he was in his 20s at that point. I was maybe getting close to 20. And, you know, we had a nice little conversation, and everything was okay.
Was he carrying a koosh ball?
He wasn't all freaked out?
I don't know. He didn't let on that he was.
He wasn't dangling Sega games in front of you either?
No, you're referencing some of the details in the story. I was doing the encounters with the hopes of being given video games. And I actually did get, I think, one or two games out of it. So,
well, there you go. It wasn't a total loss.
Yeah, and I knew what I was doing. Anyway, back to the story here. According to LGBTQ Nation, according to the arrest record, the young lady did confirm that she had sexual relations with her girlfriend on two occasions. Oops. You probably shouldn't tell that to the police.
No. Got to keep that stuff quiet, but nobody knows or realizes that that should be... You know, you never
admit
to anything, right?
She was in love with the girl, so she didn't think that there was anything criminal going on. Here's what she said, according to CBS and AP. She said, I'm scared of losing the rest of my life, not being able to go to college.
Yep. You're a sex offender.
And be around kids and my sisters and my family, she told a group of reporters outside of her high school in Sebastian. At one point, when asked about the ordeal she's going through, she broke down and clung to her parents. She said, I'm just scared and hoping for the best. She'd been expelled from high school and charged with the lewd and lascivious battery of a child 12 to 16 years of age. Since her arrest, the case has garnered national attention for what some say is a gay rights issue. This is a life sentence for behavior by teenagers that is all too common, whether they are male or female, gay or straight. High school relationships may be fleeting, but felony convictions are forever.
Now, to be fair, this is a human rights issue. It's not just gay issue. Like, the unusual part of this story is that it was lesbians involved in it, but this happens constantly.
That's also
constantly.
What's making it a story, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, this happens constantly where a kid who is in high school, you know, at 17, has sex with somebody who's 14, who is also in school, but it happens to be male-female. And that's bad for some reason because, you know, males are coercing women and these disgusting evil acts against Jesus, et cetera. And in this case, you know, it's a lesbian couple, so it's a little bit different. I think that's why.
Do you remember the story about the guy from Georgia? I think he was 17. His girlfriend was 15 at the time. He received a BJ from her and got busted. I don't know how the word got out, but...
Yeah.
Teenagers
somehow they find out. Yeah.
So somebody told somebody's parents, and they brought him up on charges. He went to prison for that.
Yeah.
Now this young
for how
lady,
long?
I don't remember, but long enough. I mean, you're going to prison. You're going to come out with a sex offender rap at age 17 or whatever.
Your life is over.
And this lady is getting a little bit of a deal in this case. We'll give you the offer that she's been. She has not yet accepted the offer.
Is it a video deal?
They have made an offer. 855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, if she gets convicted, that's probably all she'll have left as far as career opportunities. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the Expo Hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The porn music's still playing. Started it during the break and I totally forgot about it. Free Talk Live, we're here, we'll take your calls about anything you would like.
Oh yeah.
55, 450 free. Now, is this the same porn music you have, or do you have different?
It sounds incredibly similar to what I have. It's pretty much all the same. I have two different kinds, so I can mix it up, but...
This has that 70s kind
yeah,
of flow.
That's the kind I have, yeah. It's...
So, we're talking about the young lady who is currently looking at prison. Because she had a relationship at age 18 with somebody who was 14 at the time, which sounds awfully familiar.
Hot to lesbian
long,
sex.
To long-time listeners. Well, we don't know if that was the case.
Well, oh, that's true.
It was really awkward. Odds are good it was awkward because, you know, teenagers.
Mm.
But Wilson versus the state of Georgia. That's what we were looking for. And kudos to Syphase for digging it up. The story is about Gennaro Wilson. So we'll do a little comparison here between how they're treating in the system these young lady for having sex with another lady, and then Gennaro Wilson, who was 17, who received a BJ from a 15-year-old female at a party, and what happened to him. And we'll compare and contrast in moments. But first, I want you to compare and contrast emergency food over at food.freetalklive.com. How's that for a segue?
Yeah, 100%
GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 per meal. Now, that's on average half of the cost of the competition. You can go to food.freetalklive.com, and you'll see a great, useful, handy chart that compares the legacy premium brand, that's what we're offering you, with all of the other major brands in the food storage business. Now, this is going to come in handy for you at some point, because you never know when the next tragedy might occur, whether it's some sort of a weather disaster or maybe just a personal disaster, like you lose your job or something. It's not a bad idea to have some food
absolutely
in the house, and this stuff is going to sit on your shelf for as much as 25 years. And that's what they're saying. Yeah. It'll even last longer than
If you're listening in the area of Monroe, Oklahoma, and you have a storm cellar, you know, you might want to stuff some food down in there because those poor folks got obliterated. And you never know when that stuff happens.
Indeed. So go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the specials. You can use code FTL, and that'll, I believe, save you 5%. You'll also get free shipping on all orders. Food.freetalklive.com. So the young lady in the case that's just now developing within the last week or so, Caitlin Hunt, she's pretty scared, and rightfully so. She's facing felony charges, two felony charges, for a consensual, what is by all evidence, a consensual relationship with her and her, at that time, 14-year-old girlfriend. The allegation is that the mom and dad of the younger girl were upset because they believed that Ms. Hunt turned their daughter gay.
She put the gay into him.
And according to the story here, for someone who's an honor student, this is Caitlin's father, I believe, who is, the attorney. For someone who's an honor student, cheerleader, played varsity baseball, and has never been in trouble, it just seems extremely inappropriate to push felony charges. Hunt has until Friday to accept a plea deal that's been offered by prosecutors that would allow her to avoid registering as a sex offender if she pleads guilty to lesser charges of child abuse. State Attorney Bruce Colton said he'd recommend 2 years of house arrest, followed by 1 year of probation if she takes the deal. And I got to say, that sounds like an okay deal to me. I mean, anything that can avoid being, if she can avoid being labeled as a sex offender for the rest of her life, but it's 2 years of house arrest, that's not too bad.
No, but it's still just so disgusting that it's the year 2013, halfway through it, and we're still having these issues with laws about, you know, just prosecuting people for completely consensual acts.
And she's having to face this for doing something that probably most kids in her school are doing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'd have done it if I could have.
With the same sense, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Yeah, the kids who aren't doing it wish they could be.
I'd do it right now if I've said too much. Well, and what would be more damaging, by the way? I mean, if the suggestion is here that this girl, you know, the young girl's been taken advantage of somehow. I mean, that seems to be the suggestion in
now
these cases.
Now we have two victims.
Well, what's more damaging? I'm just looking at the supposed victim in this case. Is it more damaging that she had sex with a teenage girl who was older than her? Or is it more damaging that now she has to go through a legal process of, you know, going to court, maybe testifying in front of a jury? Again, maybe that's not going to happen. She might take the plea deal. But either way, going through dealing with the police, taking reports and all of that.
Well, how about the now social stigma? She's 14. She has, you know, 3-4 years of school left where she's going to be probably
snitch.
Yeah, the snitch or just harassed endlessly. You know, her future is going to be constantly tainted by this, all these news reports and stories. If she ever has kids or boyfriends or husbands, they will, you know, either find out or she will have to tell them, you know, oh, there's this big, you know, I mean, it's just, nobody is winning from this other than the prosecutor.
Exactly. So I think that it's far more dangerous in the latter example, because otherwise, you know, maybe kids are more accepting these days, but I don't know. I think that high school teens are generally mean to
one
another.
Yeah, well, the kids will find any reason whatsoever to make fun. You know, especially the conservative Christian kids. You know, this is in Florida somewhere. Florida's
the
fairly conservative state.
Yeah, but I mean,
maybe not. I could be wrong.
It hasn't been that long since I've been in school, but I feel like there was no, you know, gay bashing happening in school too much.
Well, that's good. I don't recall that happening either when I was in school, but then again, I was in kind of a more progressive school. I went to the
I was in a pretty
school.
Podunk area.
And you didn't see it? You didn't know?
No, I really didn't see it. The gay kids, if they were, you know, out of the closet, they weren't really harassed. Sure, people might avoid them who might not understand or be cool with it, but they didn't actively pursue picking on them, basically.
Yeah, I don't recall any specific examples, but I grew up in a very conservative area, and I imagine if there were any gay kids, they kept that on the down low.
According to CBS affiliate WPEC, the mother of the alleged victim says she's just a mom protecting her daughter and that it's not a gay rights issue. While some argue Hunt is being persecuted because she's gay, Colton insists the case would not be treated any differently if the underage relationship had been an older boy and a younger girl, or an older girl and a younger boy.
Right. The real issue here is the fact that there's an issue. Like, there's no... This should be between parents and their children. That's it. There doesn't need to be government laws and prosecutors and police and all that nonsense brought into this.
Let me give you a little update here on Gennaro Wilson. We discussed this story back when it was happening, and the case was decided in 2006, where he was convicted of, and I don't know exactly what the charge was, but he was convicted, of misdemeanor aggravated child molestation, which was substituted for the original conviction of aggravated child molestation. What happened? Well, they were at a party, as high school students are wont to do, and likely drinking, and a teenage girl who was 15 at the time, he was 17, provided him with oral sex, somebody told somebody else, the police got involved, and apparently there was actually an amateur videotape that showed the act, and he was convicted and sentenced to a decade in prison. Now, there's a little bit of good news in the case, and I never heard about this update, but apparently in 2007, the Georgia Supreme Court, while not overturning the conviction itself, ruled that Wilson's sentence was disproportionate. He was released later that day after serving over 2 years of his 10-year prison sentence in the Correctional Training Center in Georgia.
Wow.
So, yeah. So 2 years for a BJ at a drunken high school party. Now, I don't know if they offered him a plea deal in advance either. I'm not clear on that, but the young lady in this case is getting a plea deal offer. Would you take it if you were her?
She actually refused it, apparently.
Oh, this is breaking news as of today?
Well, I'm not sure when the story came out.
Because she had until today to make the decision.
Okay, this is from CNN.com.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In a statement saying that Hunt was rejecting the plea deal, her attorney, Julia Graves, wrote, "This is a situation of two teenagers who happen to be of the same sex involved in a relationship. If this case involved a boy and a girl, there would be no media attention in this case." So it sounds like they're probably true. They're playing off all the attention the media is giving them to hopefully, you know, just get people on their side. That,
yeah.
You know, people know what this girl's facing, and almost anybody would look at it and think that's ridiculous. 15 years?
So do you think they're holding out for another plea deal?
I would hope they're holding out for the charges
just to be dropped,
like, or something.
Oh, that would be amazing if that
it would be.
Happened.
But I mean, the sad thing is, though, you know, government prosecutors don't generally do that,
right?
But you know, they. I think it is probably a good gamble that they are getting a lot of media attention, and there is a lot of gay rights issues, you know, that can be brought to the fore. The people.
Denarlo Wilson got a lot of media attention too, and he went to prison. So I still submit that, because there are girls involved in this, that they're actually going easier on them. Even though they're refused the plea deal, I submit that they're not.
I think there is. There's definitely that stigma of men and on women. They, you know.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Good news about cannabis coming up. Puke's got the story. And it's a surprising poll numbers here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control as well. Hour 3 next, Free Talk Live.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Youngevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. Preparetoendure.com.